Rockfish Gap is the lowest point along the crest of the Blue Ridge in central Virginia, a natural spot for Route 250 and I-64 to pass over the mountain. It's also an area at high risk for rock slides, like the one that began May 2nd.
The material started to move and some passersby noticed it and they called it in.
Will Stowe is a project engineer with Virginia's Department of Transportation.
We sent a maintenance person out here to look at it and he witnessed it starting to slide, and so we actually had to shut down the road right then with rocks actively falling.
Soil, trees, and huge boulders weighing 5 or 6 tons now fill the westbound lane, and Stowe says the slope above must be stabilized before the stuff's removed. To do that, crews will pound 10-foot nails into the soil and rock, but that can't be done from below.
The equipment that we have driving soil nails into the rock can only reach about 20 feet high. The scarp line on this slide was about 80 feet high. We actually have to build an access road to the top of the slide so the equipment can get up there. That's the scary part.
Heavy equipment is now perched high above the site, between 250 and I-64. Geologist Ann Witt notes that rock in this area has weak spots where it's prone to crack.
A lot of people call it greenstone because it's kind of a forest green color. And right along 250, that weakness in the rock is oriented directly down at about 45 to 60 degrees towards the road.
Add gravity and rain or snowmelt to the mix, and you have a predictable scenario for slides, which have happened here before and are actually common all over the state.
I would say you might have 10 to 50 in a normal time, hundreds in a bad year. If you have like a hurricane, like, you know, Hurricane Camille that came through in 1969, that caused over 6,000 landslides in a day.
And it was those slides of trees, rocks, homes, and vehicles that cost more than 100 lives. Again, state geologist Ann Witt.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains in general, storms that tend to cause debris flows, these really damaging, destructive landslides, happen about every 10 to 15 years on average. Think of like a flood on steroids that come down the mountain, and those are the ones that tend to go really fast, like 30 miles an hour, and they kill people.
In the age of climate change, with hurricanes becoming more common, Witt fears landslides will also proliferate, and they won't be limited to the mountains.
Some of the projects I've worked on have happened east of Richmond. We've had damaging landslides in Richmond itself. So they really can happen on any slope that's just oversteepened or you have too much water. Even a moderate slide could still take out your backyard, your house, a road.
Witt is now producing a map of danger spots in Nelson and Albemarle counties based on data produced through an aerial technology called LIDAR.
A plane shoots lasers, and those lasers bounce back off of the ground surface and are picked up by the detector on the plane. And you do this with millions and billions of points, and you can see all the rocks and all the soil without the trees and the grass in the way in incredible detail. And we now have LIDAR for the entire state of Virginia.
It shows, among other things, where ancient and modern landslides have occurred, places where Witt says slides are likely to happen again. On Afton Mountain, I'm Sandy Houseman.